This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Greetings and God bless, and good morning to everyone on KCNW in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for tuning in on your radio dial, as well as WBXR, Huntsville, Alabama. Those of us here and me here in Central Florida greet all of you, and good morning, WMIE, WWBC. We're getting into the Word of God here today. We're going to hear a word from God today. We're in Matthew chapter 24 prior to getting started. I just want to give more information out on this ministry. If you're tuning in for maybe the very first time, WGODradio.com is one place to learn more. It's very important you learn more about me, because this is one of the places where you're going to find the enemy. Remember the first four recorded words spoken by the devil back in Genesis chapter 3. He said, "Indeed, hath God said." Always corrupts the Word of God. And these are the places you're going to find the devil. In the pulpits across America, as Adrian Rogers used to say, and as Bible translators. And I happen to be both of those. I pastor a church here in Florida, and I'm a Bible translator. My Bible is available in many Baptist seminaries. It's called the EMTV. That's English Majority Text Version. It's available on Amazon if you search for that. It's available to you as a gift for any donation to this ministry to help keep this radio program on the air. I will send you a copy of my New Testament. For more info on that, again, you can go to WGODradio.com or write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. And as I said, any size gift to this ministry to help us keep this radio program on the air, it'd be my pleasure to send to you a copy of my New Testament. Comes from the Majority Text, and I believe the Majority Text is the closest representation to the original autograph spoken by Almighty God. Not my Bible, but a Bible that comes from the majority of all the Greek manuscripts that have been found. Now, we're in Matthew chapter 24. We've been looking at this series, What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming and of the End of the Age. We left off in our last program here looking at some shocking signs. Shocking because we're living it right now. We read here in Matthew 24:7, nation or ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, and there'll be pestilences or famines. Pestilences, that is, again, we're back to Bible translations. If you have a good Bible, if you have an accurate Bible, you'll notice the word pestilence. So wherever you're going here today, when you get to where you're going, open up your Bible, go to Matthew chapter 24, and go to verse 7, and see if the word pestilence is in your Bible. And if it's not, because it's in 95% of all Greek and Latin manuscripts. If it's not in your Bible, I suggest you get another Bible, or I suggest you get a parallel Bible, or download the app I'm using here today right now, this Blue Letter Bible app on my phone, and I can put it on Parallel Bible. If you like another one, at least get one faithful Bible for you to follow, whether it's the King James or the New King James. At least get one faithful one that's got the word pestilence in it, because the greatest sign today that Jesus' return is near is not in almost all the new Bibles. If you have an ESV, it's not in it. New American Standard, it's not in it. An NIV, it's not in it. But it's in 95% of every Greek manuscript out there is the word pestilence, which the coronavirus is. It's a pestilence. It's not one of those things. It's a sign that Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus says, when the whole world is full of pestilence, recognize my return is near. He also says here that when ethnic group, that's ethnos, translated as nation, the Greek word of this is ethnos, where our ethnic group comes from, that when ethnic group rises up against ethnic group, you'll know my return is near. And he says, these are the beginning of sorrows. Greek word for Odin is the Greek word, meaning birth pangs. Now with me, I've been suffering with this kidney stones this last couple weeks. And once I feel this little like a pinprick, for me, a kidney stones is like taking a long, maybe a 10-inch hypodermic needle and sticking it in my side and leaving it there. And, oh, once I feel that little pinprick, I know I've got 15 minutes. I better get to where I'm going if I'm out somewhere, because the time is coming here real soon when I know I'm going to be suffering for some time. And this word here, beginning of sorrows. Some translations say birth pangs. A woman who's given birth will tell you they start slowly and then they increase in frequency and intensity. So what do we've got? Ethnic group, blacks rising up against white people rising up against black people, ethnic groups rising up. That's no commentary on anything. It's a sign, not a commentary. Understand me here today. That is not a commentary. It's a sign. When you see this happening, when you see the world full of pestilence, then recognize that Jesus' return is near. Hebrews 9:28 says he's coming a second time apart from sin unto all those that, now the King James Version says, unto all those that look for him. Like a child on Christmas Eve. Is that you today? Is that your attitude? Are you like a child on Christmas Eve looking for Jesus' return? Because those are the ones he's coming back for according to his own word. Other translation says he's coming a second time apart from sin to all those that eagerly await him. All the signs point to it, and the signs continue here as well. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Again, just because you're not seeing it in Huntsville, or just because you're not seeing it in Kansas City, or just because you're not seeing it in Melbourne or West Palm Beach, Florida, doesn't mean it's not going on, because it's going on everywhere else in the world. Might be a quiet time here right now in September of 2020. But more Christians have been killed in the 20th century than all 19 combined. And then Jesus says, because lawlessness will abound or increase, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Remember, we got to persevere here to the end. There's no other option other than that. That's the Lord's message to every church throughout every church age. To the church at Ephesus, he says, to him who overcomes, I will give to him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To the persecuted church at Smyrna, He says, he who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. To the compromising church of Pergamos, he says, to him who overcomes, I will give him some of the hidden manna to eat, and I'll give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written that no one knows except him who received it. To the corrupt church at Thyatira, he says, to him who overcomes, I will give him power over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. To the dead church in Sardis, he says, he who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. To the faithful church at Philadelphia, he says, to him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out. He will go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. And lastly, to the last church or the last church age, the church at Thyatira, the Lord Jesus Christ makes this promise, and I want you to meditate on this one as we close out our program here today. To him who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. See, this is what's required of you and me, friends. No matter how you interpret the book of Revelation, believe me, there was a lot more than seven churches in the world when he wrote this. But the seven, this perfect number, is a perfect representation of the church age, from the first one in Ephesus to what's going to be around here on the earth when Jesus comes back. That's the lukewarm church of Thyatira. A friend of mine says something is lukewarm when it's the same temperature as its surroundings. And that's what we've got today. The church here today is the lukewarm church. That is, if your church is open because the government suggested that they close. Most of them are closed. This is the lukewarm church of today. That the government can say to the pastor that they suggest that they close their door, and the pastors go, all right. That's the lukewarm church. The lukewarm church is the same temperature as its surroundings. And that's where we're at here today. But remember, he who perseveres to the end shall be saved. Something's required of you, friend. You need to cross the finish line in faith, no matter what. Whether or not if your neck is on the chopping block and you're facing ISIS or dot, 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 whatever it may be, what's required of you, what's required of a steward, as Paul wrote, is that he be found faithful. We're at a time here for today. The message to every church person through every church age is you and I must cross the finish line and persevere until the end. We must cross the finish line in faith. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.